Meli Kaliki Maka. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you that is tuned in to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com and to Pal Talk. Our toll-free numbers are USA 888-228-4494, Canada 877-489-6350, and our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9919. We want to welcome each and every one of you once again to the show. We have our co-hosts, Blue Thunder and Sandra. So without further delay, let's all give our co-hosts for this evening a warm welcome to the World Global Healing Circle of Light.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Welcome.
Great to have you both. And tonight, you know, I thought about what being of divine service to all of our listeners worldwide, and I thought it would be really nice if we all three shared and talked about gratitude this evening. What do you guys think?
I think that'd be great. I'd like to give a lot of thanks and gratitude to Mother Earth and to the ancient holy ones, of our ancestors and that kind of stuff. You know, that wisdom and knowledge, and to thanking the Great Spirit for allowing us to be able to be lucky enough to come upon, live on this planet, and so we could enjoy love and beauty and enjoy to touch each other and have the feelings of love. So I'd love to give gratitude to whatever we want. And, you know, I kind of got things mixed up, and so tonight I'm doing a documentary showing of this documentary of how the Earth heals, and I asked people to come here at 6 o'clock this evening, and they're showing up now. And I kind of got myself in a fix with you all, so I'd like to do about 15 minutes with you all, and then I can
I
help
understand.
You out a little longer next round.
Absolutely.
So I'm up here in California, and so what we're giving thanks to is, you know, we had a lot of water and rain coming over here. So anyway, that's what I'm doing right now, and with these medicine hole ceremonies, as I talked about in the past. But anyway, I'll just stop right there for a bit.
Before we go any further, I would like for both of you to share a little bit about yourselves and the work, the divine work, that and being of service to not only Mother Earth, but to humanity as well. So let us have Sandra come first real quick and share a little bit about herself, and then we'll have you do that as well, Blue Thunder. And before we say goodnight to you, if we could also have you say a divine blessing for all of us this evening.
Well, sure. So I'd like to call out to our ancestors to join us. And we were told never to forget our ancestors of all of our nations and cultures, because they're watching and waiting for us to call for help when we need help, and they come bless us with our thoughts. They show up like angels, and they help us. And so I call out to the Great Spirit, our Father Creator, and Mother Earth, who allowed us to be created upon her, out of her soil and her elements, the earth, wind, fire, water. And I give great thanks and gratitude to Father Sky, Great Spirit, Mother Earth, our ancestors. I thank them. I pray for humanity to learn that we're made of the earth as we begin to process peace as we go towards the fifth world. As the Mayan tablets have mentioned, 2012 is coming soon. 2011 is a great awareness awakening. And I pray that many will awaken to the wisdom as we move forward now of the environment shifting. We'll awaken them, and the disasters and the things that are coming are blessings to bring a great wake-up call. And I ask the people not to go into fear, Great Spirit, Mother Earth. I ask you to give us time to awaken, to hear the great wisdom of peace upon the earth coming. Heaven upon earth, where we go into the great land of abundances and hunt for what we need. And us as indigenous nations know this, as you told us. Go hunt in the happy lands and hunt and find what you need in the happy hunting grounds. We pray for the happy hunting grounds to come again, to go hunt for the food, the fruit, the berries, the different vegetables, and to have peace and love and honoring the animals. They would not have fear anymore, as we would not eat them anymore. And they would not be afraid of us. We'd walk together, communicate with our thoughts and our minds. I pray this will be once again through the love and the peace and harmony for all of us, for our children that are here, the great wisdom keepers. I pray that the humanity will awaken to recognize the holy ones of the ancient warriors of old. I pray that they understand who their sacred children are, or ancient medicine peoples, wisdom carriers, healers, knowledgeable beings, sacred beings who will now join us again. I pray that many will awaken to these wisdoms, to all that it is in the great circle of life, for all is connected. And that many would begin to understand this connection as they understand they're walking on their mother, connected to her life force energy that charges them full of life to their feet. I pray they will open to the wisdom of this knowledge and this wisdom. For love, 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 and give them great gratitude for all that it is, Great Spirit. Thank you for sending our sacred holy ones to us, the children, and the medicine peoples who are left that gives a great wisdom. And hold this time for us, all of those who sacrificed their lives before us. I send blessings to each and every one of them. And if their souls are lost out there, I pray that they be released now and be sent into the heavenly world to the Great Spirit so they could reincarnate once again and come back as children and teach us once more, living in the sacred place. You said you would give us the holy lands again, heaven upon earth and the happy hunting grounds of abundance. And blessings, blessings be to the earth, wind, fire, and water, the elements that we all are, as we begin to understand we are walking pieces of purity underneath this magnificent body that we've been given, a sacred temple to walk in this sacred land through the male and female relationships balanced with not only love, but love for all things. Blessings be to us all, whether black, the white, the yellow and red nations, and the star nations above us, in the upper world, and to our ancestors in the underworld, as we are in the center, on the surface, as we unite, going into the future. So blessings be to us all on the planet, all that it is within the circle of life, all of creation's life forms, the mother and father who brought us here. Blessings be. Thank you, all of you.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Blue Thunder, very much for opening the circle with a divine prayer for each and every one of us. And you're so right. It is it's a season for divine gratitude for all that we do have. And so, on that note, I'd like to bring forth Sandra, if I may. And Blue Thunder, you just let us know when you have to go. I understand completely.
Well, thank you.
You know I'll tease you for quite some time about this, right?
Oh, yes. And Chandra's doing the same, so I'm...
Is she? Well, that's all right, Sandra. Well, I've got to ask, though. Sandra, are you involved as well?
No, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
This is Chandra Rose of Light, and I'm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And Leilani, I want to thank you so much for inviting me. So what did you want me to talk about?
I'd like for you to share, because you do great works, and I know that, and you know, for all our listeners that are tuned in this evening, Sandra works quite a bit with Blue Thunder, so she finds herself working side by side with Blue Thunder. I do know that she travels quite a bit, but I'd like for people to know a lot more, because there's so much more about you and the work that you actually do on a personal level, and I'd like to have that moment to share with all the listeners.
Well, it's hard to put in a nutshell what all I do, because it just covers such a broad expanse. Some of it is very, very personal, and some of it is very cosmic. When I describe myself, I call myself an interdimensional, multidimensional catalyst and facilitator, helping people and the planet access more of who we are. You mentioned earlier about gratitude. I am just so incredibly grateful to be here on the earth at this time. And I didn't always feel that way. For a long time, I felt very lonely because I didn't feel like there was much understanding for who I was or what I was doing here, and I just felt very alone. And I just didn't quite get how exciting it is to be here. But in recent years, and especially since I've been working with Blue Thunder, and most of the work, though, that we do is long distance by phone, since he's on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast. but especially recently, the nature of my work has taken on such a cosmic dimension, because I do access many dimensions, many universes, and it's just so exciting. There's billions and billions of beings who are tuning in. It's like we're on their TV screen right now, and they are watching. You know, they're like glued to the screen watching what's happening on Earth now. And what we do here, the decisions that we make, and how we manage this transformation is pivotal, not only to our planet and our solar system, but also our galaxy and beyond. So there are many, 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 many beings and star nations and everything just watching. And many have arrived to help us and tune in with us. And so when we're doing our light work, they are with us. We're all working together, and they celebrate it every time we connect up with them with our consciousness, and we acknowledge them and share our love and gratitude with them, and they pour it back to us. So it's just such an exciting time to be here. And the pivotal point, even beyond the gratitude is like the doorway that opens into it, but even beyond the gratitude is the unconditional love, and in that, the ecstasy and the joy vibration that we can all run. Because what we're doing with this planet is a huge transformation. There's a lot of energies that have been present here on this planet that have, in a word, fallen. You know, they're in a lower vibration. And through our consciousness, through our love, we are called upon to raise it all to another level as this planet goes into this next phase, which people call by different names, the new world, the new Earth, the fifth world, the fifth dimension. There's something new happening here, and you know, you can find it in the Book of Revelations, you can find it in the Mayan calendar. We're on the verge of this huge, huge, huge shift.
And yes,
we're all
are.
Really excited about moving into it.
Yes. If I may, just real quick, for those that have just tuned in, welcome to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. We have Blue Thunder and Sandra Rose with us this evening. And if you haven't left us already, Blue Thunder, I want to make sure I do honor the work that you are doing. And if you are, let us say good night to you, and we will see you, my divine brother, in 2008. We send you with many blessings. Walk with peace.
Well, I thank you for giving me a rain check this evening, and I'd just like to remind the listeners that we're doing the best that we can to help heal the planet, and new ceremonies have now come to energize the Big Bear Medicine Wheel ceremony we did November 15, 2004, and the one prior to that was the Grand Teton Medicine Wheel ceremony that helped heal the volcanic energy that could have devastated the world and brought a nuclear winter. Now, there's been another dream that there could be a possible explosion that would devastate the world's food supply. We're going to activate this ceremony, a preliminary ceremony, in June of 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st in West Yellowstone. And also on August 8, 2008, we're going to do a two-day ceremony again involving all of those 19 points. And one in the center, the Grand Tetons. And those two medicine wells activate the same time, working together to heal two circles. And another ceremony has come on May 11th, 2008, which is Mother's Day in Atlanta, Georgia, to help the drought there. A big circle around Stone Mountain and Ayers Rock, which is known as Uluru to the Aborigine both in Australia. And so we're going to do a simultaneous ceremony, and the opposite coordinates of Stone Mountain on the opposite side of the Earth is is Ayers Rock or Uluru. And we're going to show that we can heal the environment. So what I'm asking for is all nations to help support us. So I put in a prayer and a thought for $500,000 to help fund these projects so we could now travel to the nations and talk about how the earth heals and to gather great finances and funds to send a message out to those out there that want to help do this. This will protect the planet, protect us in the future days ahead. A lot of people, you know, when the fires come, they jump on a bandwagon trying to do something to alleviate that with prayers and thoughts. So my message is we got to do something beforehand and fix these areas so that those things don't happen. Now, we've been given dreams and visions about this beforehand stuff, and I've been told to talk, send a message out to the nations that if you have these dreams and visions, let me know and I'll help support this and send a message out. And we'll do these earth healing ceremonies so we'll stop the places from having forest fires before they can happen, floods before they happen, volcanoes before they explode, or tornadoes or high winds. The dreams have already been given. And what we can do is fix those areas with these earth healing ceremonies. I have proven through documenting, and now I can prove it in theory, how the earth works, the wind, the fire, and the water, and bring in a great awareness. So we ask those environmentalists, this is convenient truth. And what's inconvenient is people worrying about something bad's happening. The polar caps are to melt, and Mother Earth is going to wash and clean herself just like we would if we got dingy and things would need to be cleansed on us. We cleaned ourselves, and so she's going to do that. And the pristine climates will now open for 7 days a week. That means foods will grow, a great climate will be here, and Mother Earth will be gentle with us. So heaven upon earth is coming. The happy hunting grounds will be here, like I mentioned. And they are coming. And this is a time that, like no other time in the history, many people say, oh, we've always heard this before. Well, the messages are, time is short for those who choose to move forward now and get up and move and help. We'll protect their children, and they will inherit the earth and the happy hunting grounds and the land of abundance, because we're going to put sacredness in with our songs and our ceremonies and these earth healing ceremonies. And a lot of people ask, what can we do to help learn what to do to heal our environments? And this is what we can do. I ask you all, send your funds, $5, $10, $20, $1 apiece, or ask people to send in $1,000, $20,000, $30,000, or $50,000 to help promote traveling back and forth and traveling to talk about how this works to bring a great awareness. And then those who want to learn, come to these sacred points around these circle ceremonies known as medicine hole ceremonies and come learn and practice these with us and then go back to your homes in your lands and fix your lands. This means all nations, all cultures coming together, honoring each other for the gifts that we have, known as the warriors of old. We can do this. So I really ask the nation to really consider what this represents. And underneath the rose, the heart of the rose, that means people who work with the rose, like Chandra, the rose of light, a very sacred goddess, works with the chakras of the earth, has great love and great vibration and great love for all that it is. So she has great clarity and great wisdom. And so we have many out there like her, men and women both, as the goddesses and gods now co-create and fix the earth, and the holy ones are waiting for us. Oh, they're finally awakening. Their consciousness is rising. So now they're going to send out a call, and we'll help them. So they've been waiting for us to send out a call to the star nations, and now they help us with their energy, and then with their thoughts manifest and help serve just like our thoughts work. Whatever we think, we make. And that's what we do on these sacred sites. With one heart, one mind, one thought, and we fix the environments. Whatever we think we need that needs fixed, guess what? Whenever you think it will be fixed, the thoughts is what fixes it. And that's the law of the universe. Whatever you ask for will be given. And it's simple. Many people forgot. But anyway, I'd like to just say those few words, and thank you, Chandra, for helping me, never seek your help.
Well, we'll be having a talk with you, young man. I just got to tease you, Blue Thunder. You know, I've had the real honor and pleasure to work with Blue Thunder for almost 3 years now, and I couldn't think of a better person to stand beside and support. And it's just been absolutely amazing to be an observer and watch the great works that he does indeed do. And it's just amazing to see a man that has dedicated himself to Mother Earth and to humanity and travels all the time. And so we want to thank you, Blue Thunder. And before you leave, I'm working on for 2008 is to have an entire show dedicated to the Native American ways And so I'm real excited to present that to you guys in 2008. So please keep a sharp lookout for that. And Blue Thunder will be also co-hosting that show with me as well. So on that note, Blue Thunder, many blessings to you, and have a great, great holiday.
Well, thank you. Same to you, too, my sister. And a lot of love to you all, and big hug. And same to you, Chandra, and lots of love to you both. And I'll be
thank
talking
you.
To you both soon. Blessings be all that we need.
Love you.
Blessings to you as well. Good night.
Thanks.
Well, I'm so glad that you are here, Sandra, and I just felt that this was the time of season for us to just take a moment and really reflect on our gratitude. I know that many of us worldwide have had, you know, this has been a 9 year of completion, and we've been doing it. We've been doing the work not only on ourselves, but collectively as a whole, along with the support and love and dedication to Mother Earth. And I just felt that this would be the great time to really sit for a moment and reflect on what gratitude really all meant to each of us individually and collectively, and also to celebrate the coming of 2008 and just to take that moment. And so I'll just turn it over to you, and if you would share your thoughts as well.
Well, I thank you very much, Leilani. When I think about gratitude, well, actually, it's easier just to feel it than it is to think about it. It is a deepening. When we go into gratitude, we go into a deeper place in our being where we're just present with what is and feeling a sense of connection and feeling the flow of the energies. And it opens a door for more to come through. And it's also a kind of a relaxing of the ego, if you will, to just kind of let go of all the other stuff and just feel that connection with the divine. And along with gratitude at this time of year, as the holidays approach, you know, people are thinking about how they're grateful for this person and that person in their lives and how they want to honor them and so forth. But it's also a time of the darkness deepening. And I would just like to speak about the darkness for a moment, if that's
please
all right.
Please do.
Yeah, so this is a time when in at least one cosmology, the Divine Mother awaiting the birth of the Christ child was just very deep within herself, awaiting that arrival. And so this is the time, as it gets darker and we're spending more time in the darkness, to move more deeply into the Divine Feminine, which is a receiving place. And gratitude is a receiving place. It's a place where we open to receive more. And we have the temptation to get really busy with all the going and doing at this time of year. And I would just like to extend an invitation to all of our listeners this evening to take time to go deep into that that divine feminine place of opening to receive more. The darkness is not necessarily, it doesn't have to be seen as a scary thing. You know, the womb is warm and dark. And we can sit by our fires and, you know, with a candle lit and experience the deepening into the receiving in the divine feminine in that warm, dark place that's going to nurture the seed that, you know, next spring is going to burst forth and blossom. So I really love going into just holding with the darkness, you know, going deeper into that and being present with what is germinating and gestating and waiting to be born.
I agree with you, Sandra, and you're, you know... you never cease to amaze me on your wisdom and your knowledge. And it's so right, it feels so right to have you with us on the World Global Healing Circle of Light. I knew the moment that you wrote me this profound letter, you know, when we first launched off the World Global Healing Circle of Light, and I just said, I've got to know who this woman is. And but yet at the same time, the moment that I actually spoke with you, it was like I had always known you.
Well, thank you. It's mutual.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's really interesting because I have found myself lately sitting in and just really reviewing, going within myself and observing the events that unfolded throughout this year for myself. And I found my heart just exploding with a lot of joy because I realized I had so many things around me that I was extremely grateful for. And just to have the opportunity to actually be of service to humanity, to God and to the heavenly host, and also to love and nurture our planet. And you're right, we're headed for a major shift here on the planet. And I was hoping that you could share more of your insight on this huge shift that we're about to embark upon.
Well, we're already embarking upon it. And depending on which set of signs you're looking at, we've got basically, we're talking 2011 or 2012, depending on, you know, as I said, which set of signs. and if you look at
the I understand signs, that as well.
if you look at, this, at the Mayan calendar, you know, the time periods are being compressed and compressed and compressed, so the amount of events that happened and what was it, you know, 1.6 billion years is now like happening in 365 days, and by the time we get to the end of it, you know, we're going to be doing that in 20 days, and then I don't know if that's the last one, but you know, it keeps getting successively, you know, this smaller and smaller amounts of time that the same amount of events are getting packed into, so it's just intensifying and intensifying. And, you know, there's many other places where it's been foretold that this big shift is going to come. The Hopi prophecies are there, and you know they talk about similar things. So it's definitely coming. And my work with Blue Thunder is preparing for that. I haven't really spoken much about my personal work. I do a lot of work with higher dimensional chakras. And may I take a moment to talk about that, Leilani?
Please do, Sandra.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been working with opening and activating higher dimensional chakras in addition to the basic seven that many people know that we have. There are more that go above your head through the fourth dimension. They go up to 18 in the model that I'm working with, and 19 to 33 is in the fifth dimension. And in addition to the ones that go up, I also learned a number of years ago that there was another chakra system that wasn't really active yet. It was still dormant, and it was a complementing system in the feminine realm. So it's the divine feminine chakra system. I call it the deep system. And I began working with this, and I noticed it starting to activate a couple of years ago. And when I looked back to see when that actually began to start happening, when they started opening and activating, it was in May of 2004. I met Blue Thunder this year, so I didn't know him back in 2004, but when he told me that his big ceremony, the 19+1 ceremony that put the volcano under Yellowstone Park back to sleep, was on May 8, 2004, and my first Divine Feminine Chakra came online on May 10th of 2004, I realized there is a significant correlation here. What he's working with is the chakras of the earth, and it is activating the chakras in our physical body. So he's working with the physical body of the earth, and I'm working with the energetic body of people. And I work with him, of course, with the one of the earth. They reflect one another. You know, they mirror each other. We are the earth. The earth is us. What we do to our bodies, we do to the earth. What we do to the earth, we do to our bodies. We are one. We're one and the same. We're so connected, which also brings me back to the gratitude piece, because when you go into gratitude, you begin to connect all the dots. You open into the place where you can see that everything is connected. It's all one. And when you live into, go deeper into the feminine receiving aspect, you can feel the love, and you feel the love permeating everything. And then you get into the ecstasy vibration, the joy and the ecstasy of being part of the one love. So that's all a part of my work. So let's see, where was I going with this? I was telling you about the chakras. So I do opening activation of these higher dimensional chakras, fourth and fifth dimensional in particular, because those will help us to move through this time of transition more smoothly. And just a word about the chakras, open and activated. Open means it can receive. Activated means it can also send out. So it's kind of like a radio station. The open one is just a receiver. It can get the signals coming in, and when it gets activated, that's when you can broadcast. You can send out. And it's through our chakras that we impact the world with the vibrations that we are sending out. And every time you walk anywhere, there's chakras in your feet, and there's chakras in your body, and every thought, feeling, emotion, and energy that you have going on in you, you are broadcasting that out through your activated chakras, and that energy goes out and it impacts your world, and those energies are left there as imprints everywhere you've ever been. So wherever you are, there's been lots of other people that have been through there too, and you're affected by all of their vibrations that they put into the world there. So as we go through the world, we are putting our vibrations out there that are impacting things. And it is so important now, particularly as things are speeding up, that we get into a place of peace within our heart, within our being. And, going into the gratitude is a great place to go with that, because that helps you, to get the forgiveness and just being in the love and the joy and the peace instead of conflict and arguing and fighting. You know, we can put that all aside and just be in the love and the joy and the peace.
I agree. And let's talk a little bit about that, if you would, Sandra, if we're actually choosing to argue and allow ourselves to get into the drama and, all those kinds of things, if you could just share a little bit of your thoughts in that area.
Well, I would like to share about that because it also ties in with my work with Blue Thunder. As I mentioned earlier, there are many fallen energies here on this planet that we are in the process of transmuting. And there are many beings here that don't have physical bodies like we do, and that don't have light bodies and don't have a direct access to the source. And because they don't have that access, they have to find other ways to get energy. And one of the ways that they do that, since they are sort of vibrating at a lower vibration, a lower energy, one of the ways that they do that is to create opportunities where they can tap into energy that people are running. So if they can influence people somehow to fight and argue, that feeds the lower vibrations that are an easy food for them. So I choose not to see them anymore as evil beings. They're just beings that have to nourish themselves through others, and they've had to do it by taking. And when you fight and argue, you're giving opportunity for these beings to latch on and take energy. And one of the things that Blue Thunder and I have been doing is helping to release these beings through love, through pure love, and inviting them back into the light with the assistance of their star brethren. the Star Nations that come forward and help them to go back home to wherever it is that they came from before they came here. And many of these beings have been waiting here for thousands and thousands of years. And they didn't have access to love. So they really need love to be able to move on. And that is why it is so important for us to be operating from a place of love and having pure, unconditional love for everyone and everything. So even when, you know, there's stuff going on and people are doing things that seem foolish or, you know, would seem frustrating, it is so important to just flood these situations with unconditional love, because the beings that are involved are beings that need the love in order to be released to move on to the next step of their sacred journey. And they've been here for a long time teaching us lessons about love, about what not to do. And they've done their work well. You know, we've had a lot of that.
Yes,
now,
we have.
It's time for the Earth to come into it. The Earth is coming into a time of peace. You know, the 1,000 years peace that's foretold in the Bible. You know, we're coming into a time of peace. It's almost upon us. And so this is the time when these beings can be released with love to go home, and we can move forward in our journey here on the Earth in the transformation process.
Nice. Very, very nice. I'd like to take a moment and welcome all the listeners tonight to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. We had Blue Thunder with us earlier, and we are speaking tonight with Sandra Rose, and we want to welcome you to the Global Circle of Light. And I'm really excited, and I've really found myself in the past couple of days really reflecting and being of great gratitude for all the great things that actually have happened to me this year. You know, I've let go of a lot of things this year, and some of, you know, of course, wasn't easy always to let go. Some I did indeed resist, but once all the dust settled, I just saw how very, very fortunate I am to be in the place that I am today, and that I can continue moving forward. And I have actually spoken to the other World Global Healing Circle Light team and let them know that you would actually be working with us to helping us with our chakras and staying more connected with our higher selves. And so they're actually quite excited themselves.
Oh, great. Well, I'm looking forward to working with them also. And the work that I'm doing with I'm glad you mentioned the work with the higher self. That's something that's also fairly new, although it was a concept that I was working with before. A new part of it opened up for me this year, actually in working in conjunction with Blue Thunder, this the ability that has, or the gift, if you will, that I've been given to be able to support people in opening the access to their higher self. And that's something I can do with individuals and groups. And it really, well, you've experienced it, so you know what it's like.
Oh, yes.
it can really allow the light to flood in. And when we're not, when we don't have that access open, it's harder to get into the higher vibrations. You know, if there's things, you know, keeping you stuck at feeling frustrated and angry, it's kind of hard to be open to your higher self. But if you can have a little assistance to just open up that channel and flood your being with the light and the love from the Great Spirit, a lot of that frustration and anger can just melt away, and you can experience the magnificent love of who you are. So that's part of what I've been enjoying doing with people this year, is just helping them to open to that great Meditation.
And what would you say to those that, you know, are finding themselves still involved with, you know, the arguing and the fighting and the dramas and all those, you know, types of things? What would be some of the advice that you would like to share with them?
Well, one of the things that I would like to share is, first of all, personal responsibility. I like the, I hope I can say it right, the Ho'oponopono technique.
Ho'oponopono.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you did great. You should see me stumbling, and I'm supposed to know the language.
But it's so simple in just taking total responsibility for everything. If it's in your awareness, you're responsible for it, and you can address it very simply by saying, to the part of my being that created this anger and frustration, I'm sorry and I love you. And just be with that. And I've used that technique so many times, and it's so simple. Just to the part of my being that created that person doing that hurtful thing to me, I'm sorry and I love you. And going into that place of love. That's a really simple way to begin to move into a more positive vibration. The other thing that I just want to bring to people's awareness is that when we're in the negative vibrations, it's not all our fault.
True.
I said, you know, taking total responsibility, and there's more things going on here, and to understand that there are forces in this world that are trying to keep us in a lower vibration because that's where they feed. That's where they get the easiest kind of nourishment. But if you understand, they're not really trying to hurt anybody. They're just trying to get along, and what they really need is love. Then, you know, we can go into the love energy and send unconditional love to them and help them to go home. Blue Thunder and I will probably be teaching people how to do this. It's a fairly simple process, but just understanding that we are affected by so many things, and we can take responsibility for moving into a more positive vibration.
Yes. For all our, would you share your website for the listeners that would,
sure.
You know, I'm sure you probably work with people one-on-one. Is that correct?
I do. I work with people one-on-one, and I also travel and work with groups. And a good bit of my work I do online and on the phone, so I don't actually have to be on location with people that I'm working with. And most of the work I do is remote. But anyway, my website is www.thechakraworks.com. Thechakraworks.com. Kind of like the water works, only it's the chakra works. And
yes.
On my website, you can also see me and Blue Thunder on a video, and there's links to his website there, teton-rainbows.com. So you can connect with both of our work on my website.
Thank you for sharing that with our listeners this evening. Well, I do know that we are thrilled to have you with us, and I just knew that you were going to have a lot of great wisdom and knowledge to share with all the listeners, because the time is now, isn't it? Are you there with me?
I am. My battery is running low. You know, as you said that, I was just thinking that in addition to sharing wisdom and knowledge, I'm really an interdimensional interface. And if I may, I would just like to extend my loving heart to all the people that are listening. And if you will open your heart and welcome in the energy that I can share with you, I am sending you a huge wave of mother love from the Divine Mother, from the Divine Feminine, to support you in your sacred journey and opening to the sacred union within your own being, opening to the love and compassion for yourself, opening to a deeper connection with the earth, who is our mother here while we're on this planet. So I'm just reaching out to all of you and welcoming you into my heart.
Wow. I ask that all our listeners invite yourself to open thou hearts to receive love. Take a deep breath and just let it all go, keeping your focus on your heart. Ooh, I can really feel this. It's wonderful, Sandra. We ask each of you this evening to invite yourself to claim your own authority, your own greatness. Love dissolves all things. Giving yourself permission this moment to not only embrace yourselves with love, but to stand next to your sisters and brothers and love them as well. Consciously allowing your heart chakra to explode with joy, with peace, with love and happiness. Sending it out to all your other sisters and brothers. For we are indeed the divine authority and power, you and I together, collectively as one. Well, Sandra, we're got 1 minute. I do apologize. And I'm going to have to say goodnight to you.
All right. It's been a pleasure and honor being here with you. So blessings to you and to all our listeners.
And to you as well. And we
very blessed holiday. Holy days. And holy days and nights.
And a great holiday to you as well, and many, many blessings to you, Sandra. And you and I will be talking soon, and for your family as well, to all your loved ones. I always want to say to all, each and every one of you, take a moment, just 1 moment, to be in total gratitude and to celebrate the joy and the love of yourselves and with your sisters and brothers. Remember, for you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Meli Kalikimaka to each and every one of you. Good night, and God bless you all.